This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. New immigration proposal is all politics and bad policy. There used to be a saying about putting a new proposal in the circular file, meaning, of course, the trash basket in an office. The White House equivalent of the circular basket seems to be to assign something to Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner. Once he gets his hand on a policy proposal, the country has nothing to fear but the worst itself. This time, it's immigration. The president went to the Rose Garden to present the plan, and it landed like a big shovel of manure on the flower beds. No huddled masses were in this proposal. Trump said the plan was developed by my law enforcement officials, and that seems even more a dire prospect than saying my son-in-law. Where presidents from George W. Bush to Barack Obama have tried to craft proposals working with Congress, this proposal's only similarity to any of the more recent presidential efforts is that it doesn't reduce the number. The proposal shifts the emphasis away from reuniting families with existing visa holders and new citizens from the immigrant community to some vaguely defined merit-based system. The Build America visa is going to be for super special foreigners with talent to burn, workers with special skill-based vocations, read that as tech workers, and exceptional students, whatever that might mean. Maybe you're asking if this new immigration proposal deals with the ambitions of comprehensive efforts of the past, or whether it's a mean-spirited and transactional as it seems, and maybe you're not. But if you were, unbelievably, this proposal is totally silent on what to do about the 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country, other than that there continues to be some language about Trump's ball folly. The proposal is also silent on the Dreamers, where for years there's been an emerging bipartisan consensus that that needs to be a path to citizenship and an upgrade and extension on the DACA plan. Now in effect, thanks to Obama, the courts, and the Trump administration's ineptness in changing it. Trump claims this latest proposal is in line with other countries, but who knows where that notion comes from, since aside from a few authoritarian countries, asylum seekers are still given immigration protection, which is counter to this administration's wishes as well. Observers also note that the proposal as it stands pits various interests against each other, agriculture versus tech, education against deep pockets, and so forth. The name alone pretty much ends any guessing game about whether this has any chance of moving forward. A Build America visa is a campaign plank for Trump's re-election effort, not a real policy proposal on dealing with immigration or immigrants. Unsurprisingly, the Democrats saw it for what it was, and it seems to be dead on arrival. Were it to be introduced in Congress, not that there's any such plan, in the Rose Garden, Trump said he would get this passed after the election when he controls the House, Senate, and is re-elected. Like I said, that's all politics and no policy. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.